Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, February 17th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the Loop Finance Founders AMA. Let's take a listen.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to this week's AMA. I'm joined by Simon and Tom, co-founders of Loop. We've had some exciting things happening this week, and we've got, as always, we've got so much going on in the background and the pipeline. Guys, some really exciting stuff this week in regards to Stata with, the Luna X Luna Pool. What can you say about that?
Yeah, that's been we've got a few partnerships coming up actually. We've obviously got the partnerships with Angel and Kuji, and this week exactly we released the Luna X rewards and the farm, so people can earn dual tokens on that. They earn both Loop tokens on the Loop side, and then they'll be earning SD tokens as well from Stata. So, that pool's attracting a lot of liquidity. I think there's like 200 million, I think it's even 200 million Luna staked in Stata in total, or maybe it's $200 million. But anyway, there's a lot of Luna X out there, put it that way. So, it's great that we're getting some of that liquidity over onto Loop. And hopefully, we're working with the Stata team at the moment. The Stata team will actually be putting a UI, like a widget, a swap widget into their UI, which will then access the Loop pool directly. So it means that from the Stata website, you'll actually be able to swap between Luna and Luna X, and it'll be using the Loop pool in the background. So that's cool. A little bit like what Kuji have done, they've put the Loop farms and pools, so you can actually pull and farm on Loop, but directly from the Kuji UI. So that's sort of something we're going to be rolling out with a bunch of our partner projects, actually, is that ability for people to be able to place swaps directly on their websites, but using loop pools in the background, which is cool. It makes life easier for users and obviously drives more volume for the pools on Loop. So who else we've got? Oh, we're going to be doing a partnership with Valkyrie as well, actually, in the next week or so. We'll be creating some pools for them. And also for White Whale, we're looking at creating some pools for White Whale as well. So, yeah, bunch of interesting partnerships happening. So that's really cool.
Should we even talk about Luna Launcher partnership now?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we have a partnership. There's a new launch pad coming out on Terra, Luna Launcher. So, yeah, Simon, you know more about that than I do. Maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, well, Luna Launcher is the first launch pad that's cross-chain on Terra, right? So their ethos, their whole aim is very in line with ours, which is to bring people into crypto and onto Terra, right? So their whole strategy is to bring projects and funding from, I think they're on four chains now. It's ETH, Solana, Polygon. All the tech is there, but Terra is their destination chain. So they will start to do projects on Terra, I believe, and then in the future they'll be opening up all the functionality that they have on all the other chains to allow investors and users from those chains to jump into Terra projects, which is pretty cool. And in order for them to do that, they've realized they need to partner with the DEX, which we agree with them 100%, obviously. And this is why we're so excited about this partnership, because not just because of our DEX, which is going to help them with, you know, one-to-one token swaps from other chains when it gets to that, but also obviously farming and Loop Learn, our bounties, and the coolest one of all is the integration with Loop Community. So these guys are very smart in rewarding community content creators. So there'll be, there'll be a bounty for each RDO that's on their platform, and the top 10 content creators on Loop Community will get a guaranteed allocation in each of those RDOs, which I think is fantastic. A lot of the community agree with it too, and they've got it. I think their whole way of doing RDOs is based on guaranteed allocations without locking user funds in escrow. Anyway, I don't know enough, but more information about that will be coming out soon. But what I really do love is the fact that they've appreciated the whole Loop ecosystem, and they're taking advantage of everything that that we have, all horizontal platforms, Loop Learn, bounties, everything. So I think it's going to be a beautiful integration with them.
Yeah, wow. It's kind of like this web of interconnected things. Loop ecosystem is so interconnected, and I think that's an important part of partnering with it to be able to make the most of it. So that's super exciting.
Exactly. Sorry, the most important thing, like, what does this actually mean? This means that the Loop community will benefit a lot from this. So Loop token holders, maybe even Loop R, you never know, will be benefiting significantly from this partnership with Lunar Launch. And that's our number one goal, obviously.
Yeah, establishing all these partnerships now is really exciting, because obviously we're kind of getting our roots embedded into the whole Terra ecosystem, like not just between our own projects, but then with all of these partner projects we're working with as well. And you know, once those roots are established, that creates a moat for us that it will make it very difficult for, you know, new competitors coming into Terra. If new DEXs, for example, come into Terra, it'll make it hard for them to compete with us once we've established such a deep foothold in the, you know, within the Terra ecosystem.
Amazing. I love it. It's super exciting. We're going to get into the questions now, and then at the end we're going to open up for Twitter questions as well, so on the Twitter spaces. So we'll run through the ones, because we're recording both on Twitter and YouTube at the moment. So first question. So referring to the Loop market buyback, I wanted to ask if you can elaborate a bit more about why this is great, especially for the stakers. What effect can we expect from it?
Yep.
So is this, I'm guessing this is talking about transaction fees being converted into Loop tokens, which then gets distributed to stakers. Look, to be honest, there's going to be no immediate effect for stakers, because we're already rewarding stakers with Loop tokens, right? I mean, at present, some of those Loop tokens are coming out of the treasury. Long term, that the rewards for stakers will just come directly from the transaction fees. But obviously one of the benefits to everyone is that there will be more buy pressure for the Loop token on market, because we'll be constantly buying, you know, using those transaction fees to buy back Loop tokens. So, you know, that should presumably create, you know, some sort of a positive uptrend, or at least some positive buy pressure on the market price for tokens.
Correct. The facts are right now, there's no buy pressure from our platforms. We've got, you know, 8 or 9 products, and none of them are purchasing Loop at market with its platform revenue. All of those will be starting to be turned on in the future. So see what happens.
Yeah, we've actually just released, or about to release, the mobile app, actually. I downloaded the latest test flight version last night. It looks amazing. Simon's done a fantastic job. I actually did a poll on Twitter yesterday saying that, you know, asking people where they prefer to swap their tokens. And 50% of people said they prefer to swap in a mobile app. So obviously having that mobile app driving volume to the Loop DEX is going to be really exciting. I think that'll increase the volume significantly on the DEX. And then some other cool features that the mobile app has as well. Obviously, one, there's the 8-board style portfolio. You'll be able to see your entire position on Terra using that. And then we're also looking at building in the markets functionality. So, you know, at a glance, you can easily see how all the Terra tokens are trading, you know, just like you can on our markets page at the moment on the website. But I know for me, that's something I check constantly, right? I mean, I think, you know, we're all sort of junkies here as far as that's concerned. And we're constantly checking prices. So the ability to check the prices of all the Terra alts on the mobile app will be a big, you know, it'll make us even more addicted to price checking, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And
the value of your wallet. So you'll see the value of your wallet and then all the value of the tokens in your wallet. And like Tom was saying, the whole market for each other token.
It's going to become, for me, like the new coin haul or trading view. I have those on tap.
Yep.
Me too. Yeah. I just constantly refreshing both of those. So.
I love it. So are you thinking of adding dynamic pools in a similar way to Balancer so that you can create 80-20, 60-40 pools or pools with more than two assets in them?
We're potentially looking at creating pools with more than two assets in them. I think that is definitely something that's on our roadmap. Obviously, it makes a lot of sense because then you're not splitting the liquidity across multiple pools. Say we had like an AUST-UST loop pool. It means that the AUST can be used for either trades with UST or trades with Loop. We don't need two separate pools for that. I think as far as concentrating liquidity, definitely multi-asset pools makes a lot of sense. As far as having dynamic pools, it's not something that we've considered at this stage. I mean, it's not saying we won't consider it, but you know, at the moment, we haven't come up with a strong use case for that.
Yeah, it has been suggested that if we have two of the same pools, then it'll increase volume in between, you know, having different characteristics like trading fees or something. But yeah, as of right now, it's not on the roadmap.
Cool. So what's the long-term plan for article moderation? I'm seeing a lot of thin content and random articles on non-crypto topics such as tourism tips and so on. Also notice Google is not indexing most articles, which is detrimental to the project. What is Loop's plan to raise quality? How is SEO optimized for Loop?
Articles definitely do get indexed on Google because, like, if you do a search for a lot of, a lot of Terra-related search terms, you'll find that Loop articles are often on page one, and we get a ton of traffic through Google, a ton of organic traffic. I'd say probably like 60 or 70% of our traffic is actually organic traffic from Google. So obviously our articles are being indexed. As far as moderation is concerned, that's something that we're constantly working on. The official authors page, I think, you know, always has high quality content on it. As far as the community is concerned, the community page, obviously, you know, we don't control the quality of the content there. And we're constantly working on our algorithms and on our rating systems. We're actually about to release a new release as far as that's concerned, and that will be based on read time. So the more read time an article gets, the more it will be rewarded. And that obviously stops people just from, you know, spam rating articles and trying to get rewards through, you know, bots or through having a bunch of fake accounts or rating a particular article. We're constantly kind of tweaking our moderation and our reward algorithms to improve, obviously, the user experience and the quality of content that gets shown. But as far as the quality of content that gets created, we can't, you know, we have no control over that. People are always going to create quality of varying different, content of varying quality.
Yeah. So Google's crawler indexes, you know, at specific times, not every day, but we do go in and we do manually request the crawler. So our pages will get indexed. There's just sometimes a slight delay between when Google goes through it and when it's available on Google.
Yeah, we also actually build a lot of backlinks to our site, and you know, we do a lot of active SEO work. So, that's why I guess we are getting a lot of organic traffic through Google as well.
Yeah, we get a lot of traffic, which is so great and powerful for the future of the whole ecosystem, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So should we still expect a pool change this Friday? What happens to the removed pools?
Yeah, so the pools will be changed. At the moment, we're not actually removing any of the pools today. We'll just be lowering the rewards to, you know, to almost nothing on the pools which we are going to remove. So that will, like, incentivize people to start obviously removing their liquidity from those pools. And some of the other pools will have increased rewards on them in line with our new calculations for rewarding pools. So, yeah, that will be live, I'd say, within 12 to 24 hours.
Sweet. Are there any new partnerships in the works with other Terra protocols or other protocols that you can tell us about?
I think we've mentioned those ones already. Yeah, the ones that we're working on at the moment, obviously, Stata, White Whale, Valkyrie, Angel and Kuji are probably the main ones.
But Lunar launchers.
Lunar launcher as well, of course. And then, you know, we're working on a few others as well.
Andromeda.
Potentially, yeah, we have it. We're working with Andromeda, heavily working with Andromeda, actually. They're building out our NFT marketplace for us. And then we've got a couple of others potentially. I had a meeting with Benki yesterday. They're going to be creating some, they've already created like S-AVAX, so staked AVAX, which I think will be used as collateral on Anchor. So we're looking at creating an S-AVAX pool. Lido, we're chatting to about potentially doing some dual rewards with ST Luna.
Lunaverse.
So yeah, Lunaverse. Yeah, we're building out. Obviously, some NFTs for Lunaverse. We'll be releasing them on our NFT marketplace. We have a few interesting NFT projects, actually.
Yeah, and Anchor, right? So we've been working on these new screens just to make it very easy for people to borrow, right? And Tom has added in an awesome feature called the Degen button. And it's actually very similar to what Degen Box on ETH does, and this is why UST blew up on ETH. I don't know if you guys know this, but so they added UST, I don't know the full story, to Abracadabra or MIM or whatever, and people were using dual stables to leverage and leverage and leverage, so they'd leverage 10 times over with stables. Why wouldn't you? And then when the peg just moved just a little bit, all these super highly over leveraged positions got liquidated in the last couple of weeks. I think that's what happened. But on Terra, because our gas fees are so low, what our degen button will do, and again, use this with caution, is it'll allow you to indefinitely, until there's no balance left, keep adding money back into the leverage position. So example, you go from UST to B Luna, and then you get 75% of that B Luna in UST leveraged. Then you buy B Luna again, and they get 75% of that and keep going. But, you know, Degen Box on ETH only could do that 10 times because of gas and other limitations. We'll be able to do it indefinitely until you've run out of UST, essentially. So that's going to be a pretty interesting functionality when we release that.
Yeah, I think Matt, the CEO of Anchor, was kind of asking, he put a tweet out on Twitter looking for people to build new UIs or new front ends for Anchor Borrow. So, you know, if anyone's used Anchor Borrow, you'll probably realize it's not the smoothest user experience. Like, you have to take your Luna, then you have to bond it, and then you have to go and you have to provide it as collateral, and then you have to borrow UST. And then, you know, most people with their UST, they're not just going to keep it in UST. There's no point. So they're going to go and, you know, buy another token with that. And like Simon said, potentially they're just going to buy more BLUNA in order to then borrow more and then buy more, you know, be able to like keep that sort of borrowing loop going until they've, you know, exhausted the possibilities. So what we're doing is we're kind of building like a very easy user interface, which will essentially allow you to provide any token as collateral. Well, it won't use as collateral. It'll take that token. It'll swap it for either BLUNA or BETH automatically. It'll provide it as collateral, and then it'll automatically borrow for you as much UST as you want to borrow. And then it'll automatically swap that UST for whatever token it is that you want to go long on. So if it's Loop or if it's, you know, LUNA or whatever, then it will automatically swap the UST for that. So it will all be within the one interface and it will be all within the one transaction. So instead of having to go to multiple pages and do multiple transactions, you'll just be able to do it all in one hit. And yeah, like Simon said, we'll have the degen mode where you can actually swap the UST for BLUNA and
or ETH.
Or BETH, yeah, and then redeposit it as collateral and then borrow against it again, you know, and then redeposit that and then borrow against it again, you know, ad infinitum until you've run out.
What do we call it? Loop de loop?
Loop the loop, yeah, exactly.
Loophole.
Yeah, the loophole.
The loophole, I love that.
The loophole, it's like the K-hole, you know, you get lost in there. You never come out again.
Yeah, so if you want to go long ETH, you literally just, you know, put in, let's just say 10K. And then I haven't actually worked it out, but how much roughly you reckon you'd get back in cyclical re-leveraging?
I haven't done the calculations actually. Yeah, to be honest, I guess you get 75% each time. So you know,
you could get some of the DJs on Twitter to do it.
I'm sure there's a couple already done it. Yeah, I'm sure plenty of people are using this strategy already. They're just doing it manually. It's just a pain in the ass. So you will create like this nice, easy user interface where people can, you know, do that really easily, or just simply borrow. You know, instead of just borrowing UST. Like swap that UST out for Loop or for ANK or whatever other token they want to go along. Or
50-50. So just keep doing that cycle, half degen, half into Loop.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, cool. Anyway, the point is we've got like a cool UI that we're building for that, and we'll build it into Loop, and you know, hopefully we'll even encourage Anchor to put it into the Anchor front end. It's going to be using Loop's pools on the back end for the swap process. So when you originally provide an asset and it swaps it for BLUNA, and then when you get your UST and it swaps it for whatever asset you want to go long on. So both of those will use Loop's pools. So hopefully we'll be looking at getting a lot of the Anchor borrow volume going through Loop's pools as part of that process.
Yeah, and we can update the UI for them. And we may as well put this into the Loop app too while we're at it. And good news on the Loop pool. I'm in the Loop app, forgot to mention it before. So that'll probably be going live next week. So it'll be coming out of beta, going live, tested out. You know, we still aren't sure if our APIs can keep up, you know, on that awesome portfolio page that Tom is saying. There's a lot of data there. It looks beautiful. So, yeah, guys, take it for a spin. Push it as hard as you can, and let's test these APIs.
I think you can download it now. Actually, if you go to the Loop homepage, isn't the test flight and the Android links there at the moment, yep. Simon?
But we're actually going to go live. It'll be pushed out of
into the App Store. Yeah, but if you want to test it now, I've been testing it for the last few days, and it's awesome. It's really nice to have your portfolio there in the app. You can do swaps in the app, which use the Loop DEX, obviously. You can see the Loop articles on the community in there.
Yeah, you can restore your wallet from QR code. Like you normally can on Station.
Yeah, you've got all the same staking functionality and everything that Station had. So it's basically all the same functionality that Terra Station mobile app has, plus a, you know, a bunch of extra functionality as well. Yeah, so
it looks cool.
Exactly.
I'm excited. Is it be available on iPhone straight away, or is it Android first?
Both.
Cool. Awesome. Both. Epic.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. It's on the home, but go to the homepage of the website and you can click on the wallet beta link or something. And
we'll have the NFT marketplace in there as well
eventually. Yeah, to begin with you'll just be able to see your NFTs in there displayed, but then we'll look at integrating the marketplace functionality or the limited marketplace functionality in there as well,
like staking, unstaking.
It's like the ultimate app, ultimate.
It also connects, like has wallet connect as well, so you can connect to web apps using the mobile app also.
Wow.
And on Android actually gives you two options. So if you're on a website and you try and connect with your wallet, it'll open up Station and ask you, do you want to open up Loop instead? So you can actually have two wallets on your phone at the same time and flick in between Station and Loop. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a bit annoying on Apple, actually. It tries to open them kind of both up at the same time. Yeah, it's not quite as smooth a process, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll improve that. On Android, it's working perfectly, though.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. Talking about beta, any idea when public will get to beta test the NFT marketplace?
There's a couple. We've come across a few minor bugs in some of the one of the smart contracts, so we're just updating those. They're being audited at the moment, so obviously, you know, we want to make sure that they're good to go before we release even the beta version to the public. But it's looking great. Yeah, it's looking really cool, and we've already got a few exciting projects. We've got LoonArt on board. They're going to be releasing another collection. They did originally 333 NFTs in their Genesis collection. Now they're going to do a new collection called the Julia collection. That's also 333 NFTs. But these ones will be not just awesome artwork, but they'll actually be LP NFT bonds. So this will be kind of the first project that we launch, which is sort of a combination or a hybrid between an art based NFT and an LP bond based NFT. So that's really exciting to have that in the works. We've also White Whale's also releasing an NFT collection. I think they're going to release 10,000 NFTs, and we'll be minting and doing, I think they're actually going to do an airdrop of them. So they'll be minting them using our minting functionality, and then they'll be airdropping them, but they'll be tradable on the Loop marketplace, which is cool. And we've got a partnership with Lunaverse as well. Lunaverse also going to be releasing some of their buildings. If you guys have checked out Lunaverse, they've got this awesome like metaverse 3D kind of city sort of skate project, and they'll be turning each building into an NFT and auctioning those off. So that will be another one of the first projects that will be launching on the NFT marketplace, which is really cool. Yeah. So yeah, a bunch of interesting stuff coming up there.
Yeah, and like I was saying in the previous AMA, we are a protocol, not a platform. There's a big difference in that. A protocol can keep scaling. You know, while we sleep, people can interact with it, build on top of it, use it. And that's what 100X is, right? Whereas a platform is just limited in its own environment. We've got a big team, so we've been nurturing these awesome relationships, kickstarting everything, but we'll be opening everything up, including farms, including pools, everything on the decks to the community, so that when we wake up the next morning, there are three or four more projects that have onboarded themselves, you know, bounties, learn, NFT launchpad, NFT marketplace, LP, bonds, pools, farms, everything.
Love it. Love it. And the NFT marketplace will directly, benefit Loop holders as well. We've mentioned before as well, like in terms of revenue. So it's amazing to kind of have all these different revenue streams coming to benefit the Loop community and Loop holders and stuff like that. So very exciting.
Even the bots that will be set up on our platform to balance all the pools, not just pools within Loop, but pools between all three DEXs on Terra. And also DEXs on other chains when we start adding in IBC pairs and things like that, which would be awesome. But revenue will be going to, again, purchasing Loop at Market. NFT platform revenue will be going to purchasing Loop at Market.
Love it. So cool. So this one, the existing Loop staking could be improved. I sometimes want to stake more Loop, but don't because I'll reset the remaining timer on my existing positions. Are you ever going to change this?
Yep, very good question. So right now we're just encouraging people to add to pools, to Loop pools with their Loop. We are releasing an update to current staking where it doesn't reset your time. It just creates a new position per week. So if you add to a position on Monday and then you add to it on Friday, the countdown will not change. It will continue from that Monday. And then if you add to the position next Tuesday, then that'll be a new position with a new countdown. And we're also working on Loop X, which is going to be our ultimate final way of staking and getting full utility from the Loop token. So Loop X will appreciate in many ways. The ratio of Loop X to Loop will appreciate. Loop X will be used for governance and voting. Loop X will be used to interact on other platforms. At the same time, essentially, we'll be putting as much utility into that single token as possible, which is going to be, you know, similar to like SushiX. It's going to be our penultimate token.
Right. How's the appreciation decided or created?
So what happens is it's a pool between LoopX and Loop. So at the start, the ratio will be 1-to-1. And as all of our eight channels of platform revenue are purchasing Loop at market, that purchase Loop will be streamed to that pool, and therefore the number of Loop will increase versus the number of LoopX. So therefore, after some time, LoopX will be one LoopX to 1.2 Loop, as an example. So that's one of the forms. We also will be streaming, you know, airdrops, maybe even some of the TX fees in the actual token. You know, if buy pressure is too high, then we might just stream the tokens. So this LoopX vehicle will have many different forms of APR and APY embedded into it. And again, once you're in a LoopX position, the LoopX is that receipt token. And it's that receipt token that you'll use to interact with our governance, you know, vote on farming weights, and more importantly, interact with the hundreds of other platforms that we are going to be integrating with, which is awesome.
Makes sense. So it's like a receipt, composable receipt token, which is really powerful, because you can then, similar to AUSD, but different, but you can use that as collateral elsewhere and it can be used. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. It's very powerful. Okay. Very excited for that. So what kind of utility do you plan on adding to LoopR so that there isn't a massive sell-off when Terra wallet integration is built into the Loop community?
Obviously, we're going to have staking. So staking will be one of the main ones of LoopR. There's already farming, like very high farming rewards on LoopR, so people can add it to pools. And then we're also looking at creating further functionality. For example, people can, if other protocols want to create bounties, then they can pay for those with LoopR. We might have some sort of boost or advertising on the community site, which needs to be paid for with LoopR, so people can either boost their posts or they can promote their protocols. So yeah, we're looking at a range of different things which are kind of related to the community side of things as to how LoopR can be used as utility. But the easiest one obviously is just staking, like straight out of the gate.
Yep, and like that LoopX, you know, that can be a boost. So when you convert Loop to LoopX, the more LoopR you tap onto that transaction, the higher your boost will be.
Cool. So when is LoopR staking coming to the DEX?
It's not something that we have an exact date for at the moment. Yeah, you know, it'll be within the next few months. One other thing we're looking at doing also is creating a potentially running a validator. And for that, Loop will be doing airdrops of LoopR to people who stake to our validator. And then some of the revenue from the validator will go back to purchasing LoopR at market. So that's another potential use case for the LoopR token. Yeah.
Cool. Do you plan to incentivize Loop Learn with LoopR, or is there another plan for incentivization?
That's one possibility that we've explored for sure. Yeah, we're also looking at NFTs, incentivizing Loop Learn with NFTs, but it could definitely be a combination of tokens and NFTs and Loop tokens even as well. So I'm sure we'll come up with some sort of an interesting incentive structure there.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things you can do with it. So I think we need to solve the wallet abuse solution first to stop spammers and bots. And that's one of the big steps to being able to turn on the earn. But there's so much stuff we can do to add as much value as possible to everyone on Loop Learn. So
we could even release a few LP NFTs with LoopR, UST LoopR, Luna LoopR. We'll see.
The possibilities are endless. We kind of have this awesome blank canvas that we can do some really, really cool stuff with. So get excited. Cool, guys. So that's our questions for this AMA. We've got a lot coming up. We've got a lot coming out the next couple of weeks. It's going to be like an avalanche of new things coming out. But we're going to open up some questions for the Twitter spaces. So we're going to close up this YouTube recording, and we'll jump over to the Twitter spaces so that you can answer, so you can ask your questions. Just make sure that you request, put up your hand, so that you can jump up and ask any burning questions that you have on the Twitter spaces. So I'm going to say goodbye for this YouTube video, and we'll see you in a minute.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thanks for joining us today. Who has some questions for us? Don't be shy. Hey, you're have a phone in question. Yeah, I can't believe you don't have a question. Staying quiet.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
What's that?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah, I just want to ask you whether are there any possibility of merging with those platforms like CoinGecko and CoinMarketCap so that the awareness of the project can be hyped up?
Yeah, very good question.
At the moment, we're listing on, we've already listed our token on both CoinGecko and CoinMarketCap.
Yeah, I have seen. What I wanted to emphasize is that they have partnerships for VPN and all those Web 2.0 related projects. They have a method to collect rewards like candies in the CoinGecko. So those rewards can be used to get some discounts on the purchases in the Web 2.0 space. Can we do something like that for Loop as well? To drop some NFTs or...
Yeah, potentially, yeah. So right now, we're actually working with both of them now to integrate a bunch of new APRs, which we've created for them to show all of the tokens that we list, all of the volumes that we list, so all of the trading volume that happens for each token gets added to that token's volume. And that is actually something that they did bring up. They did speak about those rewards. So I think at the end of this integration, once we've got all our APIs done and everything's completely fully integrated as a DEX in both of those platforms, and yeah, we'll start talking about the rewards.
Thank you, Simon.
Sure.
Anyone else got a question for us?
Hi, guys. How are you?
No.
Good. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm a new Loop Market user. I love the community. I actually wrote a little article, and a couple days later, I saw that I got some Loop R, which is amazing. My nice. Question is, you know, Terra Luna being, I think, the kick-ass, you know, DeFi platform, that we are, I am used to putting my UST in Anchor and earning that 19.5, which is beautiful. But then I discovered that you have AUST and UST LP. My question is, when I bring in the AUST and have the UST, am I also earning the 19.5 on the UST side?
Exactly.
No, 100%. You don't earn it on the UST side. You only earn it on the AUST side.
So then let's say if somebody has $1,000 UST and if they left it in Anchor, they would earn 19.5. But if they brought half of the UST on Loop R and half of the UST, will that number add up though? Because you know, I'm just wondering which one is kind of better.
I think at the moment the rewards on that pool. Mm-hmm. Over 10%.
Right.
I think they're around about 13%. So that means that in total, you're getting 23% APR because obviously, you know, you're getting 13% from the pool, but then you're getting 20% on half of the amount that you've deposited into the pool. So that adds up to 10%. So, you know, 10% plus 13% is 23. So, yeah, the rewards on that pool are a little bit higher than if you just deposited the whole amount into Anchor.
I see. So, yeah, it is. I wish it was a little bit clearer. But one other aspect of it, I think, is that the user has to weekly restake it or claim the reward. And there's no automatic looping, like auto staking, right?
Not yet, but we are about to actually offer that functionality where that, people can auto compound their rewards, and it will be auto compounded, I think, on a daily basis, right, Simon?
Wow, that's awesome.
Exactly. So, and this is especially most probably going to help U.S. citizens where they have to pay tax every single time they unfarm.
I will tell you, I represent accredited U.S. investor group. I have a small community, and there's a lot of U.S. investors that can't, you know, kind of jump in because of the fluctuations of crypto. These are mostly doctors, engineers that don't know much about crypto. But when I tell them about Terra Luna and the savings account that it is, and then you have this auto compounding possibilities on your platform, it'll be wonderful. And I think the bigger part I like is that you are the only platform where community is rewarded right there and then. There is no, you know, go do this on Twitter. Write, tell us how you understood it and how you know it, and then you get rewarded with LoopR. It is a beautiful concept, brothers. You guys have it. Just make that auto compound work, and you'll see people jumping.
Thank you, legend.
Great. Thanks for joining us today.
And you can send them to Loop Learn too. You can send them to Loop Learn to learn more about crypto and the fundamentals. So
absolutely. I mean, if you look at Coinbase, right, and they have this, I think Coinbase, I think, has that education thing. It's a very minor, tiny, I mean, for large investors, you know, accredited investors.
Oh, what happened?
You fell off.
We lost you.
Oh, no, he must have cut out.
Crypto Smart, yeah, sorry, we lost you. Yeah, he's dropped off.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, so pretty much just to finish that off, the auto compounding will be enabled hopefully next week. So you'll have the option there to auto compound. Your minimum staking period will increase, most likely to 6 months, but you'll be able to see it auto compound daily, which is awesome. And in order to get to this new farm, we're calling it Farm V3. There will be a migration process. There are a few steps involved. However, we are making a super simple migration wizard. It's a branch off of our farming wizard, which will also be released in the near future, hopefully. But essentially, we'll just be helping you pull your liquidity out and add it back in, add it to the extra farm, to the new farm. And then you'll have two extra pieces of functionality. You'll have a harvest button and you'll have the auto compound button.
Awesome. I can't wait for that. Okay, guys, anyone else with a question today before we wrap things up here? Looks like not. Okay, well, thank you again for joining us on this AMA with Loop Finance. And we'll be doing the same thing every week at the same time. So, yeah, join us next week. If you've got any questions in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter or Discord. And we'll do our best to answer you. So, yeah, thanks, everyone, and catch you soon.
See you, guys. Yep, pop those questions in Telegram or Discord, and we'll get on touch.
Cheers. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Loop Finance Founders AMA, recorded on Thursday, February 17th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. In the darkest of times, when the phoenix arises out of the ashes like some burned up papyrus, open the sarcophagus and release the virus. Got a lump in your throat like tonsillitis. When the flags go up like everyone is righteous, spending government checks, sniffing up the white dust. The previous generation wants to be just like us. Fuck that shit, I'm trying to be like Mike was. Drop the bias and you might survive this. The mummy coming through to remind your highness. I might just buy up my own fucking island, build a little bunker, then wait for the timer. Countdown to zero, day exploiting. Every exploit in your internet sex toys, and emitting vibrations through the ether. Did you just come? Me either. Dump.
rhythm. If you look at the bright side, we're lost at the right time, blindly following stars in the night sky. Part of me might ride away with the prize fight, man versus everything else until the time's right. Unleash the Kraken, no wait, that was crack. Fuck, now everybody feeling all amped up, fucking like bunnies to the national anthem. Ugly little shits eating up all our rhythm. Mishandling the captions, who has the answer? Holding our attention for ransom. Fed up with all the red tape and the boring template, like it matters if it's a blue or red state. Charged every month and we can't even cancel. Feeling distressed? Fuck it, kill the damsel. Fuck yeah, spread it like we're on some undead shit and pass the bitch around like a meme from Reddit.
In the beginning, it was suggested that the mortality rate would be 5% and the numbers are so much higher.
We're not ready for the next epidemic.
And so if your oxygen level falls too low and it cannot be kept up with just what we call nasal cannulas or rebreathing oxygen masks, if you can't get enough oxygen from that, then they will intubate the patient.
Terror spaces.